Welcome to the Salt Circle Podcast. My name is Hank. With me is McGurk. McGurk, where are you, McGurk?
McGurk. Ben. Man. What a dude, I was dying. That shit was great.
It's so fucking funny.
We did more Superman.
We did more Superman.
Superman continues to be fucking great. It's good shit. There was even like the couple of episodes that like they kind of seemed meh, but then there was like they got me. Like there's shit in all of them that's good, you know.
Fair. There's one episode in the set that I actually just didn't remember at all. And it's not the one I skipped.
It's not the one you skipped even, Jesus. Which one did you forget?
Promethean. I just didn't remember it at all.
Interesting.
That episode's fine.
Yeah. No, that one was okay.
The stupid monkey business. I at least remembered the big amoebas. That was the bit memory.
Yeah. Dude, as soon as there was a monkey, I was like, that monkey's going to turn big. Like, this is such an easy call.
Monkey get big.
It's classic. I mean, I saw the monkey and I thought it was going to get big, but I hoped it wouldn't, you know?
Well, yeah, and also I think it's technically an ape.
It's a chimp.
Yeah.
Man, like, World's Finest. So we watched through World's Finest. We did the first 18 episodes of season 2. Well, what it classifies as season 2.
Yeah.
Episodes 14 through 31.
Because season 2, it started airing again in September after being off the air since all of February.
Gotcha. I mean, dude, World's Finest is really good, but like Brave New Metropolis was pretty fucking good. That was a solid episode for me. I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm. That one I'm actually pretty meh on.
Really? Just like...
Yeah, it's an alternate universe where Superman was a dick. Like, not that interesting to me, honestly.
I was kind of on that.
Also, they let him off the hook so quickly.
I mean, he rolled in and was like, I didn't know. And they're like, that's fine. You have X-ray vision and super hearing, but okay. But, I mean, like, there's so much other dumb cartoon shit, so, it's easy to just count that sort of thing out
in
the series. But, like, that was one where I was like, I mean, the setting is cool, the shit that's, like, happening is cool, but, like, bad Superman? I don't know. But then they kind of swayed me on it a little bit, because it wasn't just straight up, like, he turned evil. It was like, oh, His little bit about, like, oh, I thought this, like, everybody would fall in line with me doing good deeds, and they would also do good deeds. And he's like, I didn't realize this was a war, and Lois was a casualty of that war. Like, that was a good, I thought that was a good bit.
I mean, there's realize fascism would be bad.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know. Also, it's partly that, they do the story again, better later.
Oh, okay. Well, look, coming into this, all fresh.
I'd kind of forgotten they did this in Superman also.
Because
I remembered a different evil Superman story in this show.
Look, I thought of the unbelievable plot thing. Not necessarily unbelievable. That's not the right word. I don't know the right word. Not great. like him turning evil is kind of like, okay, we'll just go along with it. I thought that was better than live while you're being evil.
She was always evil.
She was like a prick, but like sometimes this show wants to do like the Batman thing of like, we're going to do a sympathetic villain, except the villain is just someone, an average person who does a thing that's kind of dickish and wrong. And maybe they're in a weird, like Rudy, right? He was just a dude who got wrapped up in this shit and it got out of control and da da da. But he seems like he's not a bad dude, right? But then immediately they get powers and they're like, I'm going to fuck everyone. Everyone, no one escapes. It's all evil.
Yeah,
and like,
I don't have that good Kansas upbringing.
Here's the thing: I don't mind the straight evil, and I don't mind the sympathetic villain. But it's weird when they do sympathetic villain, and then it's just like, boom. Like,
look, I don't. Honestly, they don't have time.
Oh yeah,
these episodes are. They fly, so.
Oh, yeah.
Some of it is just, like, function of,
And we're, not wanting to, like, I'm talking about it. I'm talking about it because, like, it's a thing to talk about. But, like don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting and watching these and, like, thinking about it the whole time, you know? I'm taking in the shit in front of me. Like, my takeaway from Livewire is, like, Livewire is fucking cool, and the My Adventures with Superman version is, in fact, weak as hell.
Like,
it is real bad. But, like, Livewire is fucking great. The origin is just, like, okay.
It had actually been so long since I saw that episode, I didn't remember her pre-Livewire look.
That she just looked, like, normal punk girl?
Yeah. I only remembered her Livewire form.
I mean, that's fair.
She's in like a lot bunch of more episodes distinct. Just like that. we don't see her as normal ever again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, shit's good.
She's got like all the power of the world, except she's weak to water.
Yeah, it makes sense, dude.
I also think that character is like a reference to Electric Blue Superman, I think, was happening in the comics at the time.
Oh, okay.
So that's, like, why, like, she gets her powers off of, like, the electricity, like, rebounding off Superman.
Gotcha. Yeah, I noticed that, and I was like, we're just kind of not gonna... Okay. I mean, it makes sense. It was a good...
Not gonna explain any of it. No, that lady just got struck by lightning, and now she's blue and has superpowers. Don't think about it.
I mean, they did a good job, like, villainizing her. Like, you didn't save me! Like, da-da-da. Like, what are you fucking talking about? Was no one recording? He went on, he said multiple times, loudly, to get the hell out. Like, it was dangerous. Yeah. Come on, now.
I don't know.
It hits too close to home, dude. That's too real.
Here's the thing. It's too real.
It's
actually too real for her to just fucking hate him and be crazy, honestly.
Yeah, no, that's too realistic. That's really that's the problem, really. I was trying to think of it as we started talking for what my weakest episode was. And it actually is the episode was like the weakest, but then the ending fucking got me. And it turned around. I'm like, okay, this was worth it. I don't remember the name. Oh, Action Figures, episode 9 of this. Mm-hmm. It just seemed like they were doing so much stuff and none of it mattered. Like, they had Metallo forget who he was, but because the episode is so short, right? And it's not a two-parter or anything. So, like, he remembers who he is super quickly. And, like, we don't get like, any of the sympathy, right? He just kind of suddenly is like, oh, shit, I'm Metallo. And then he's bad again. And, like, even the little thing, like, oh, he convinces the kids to get him a disguise because bad people want to hurt him. Like, he gets the trench coat, and then the trench coat doesn't fucking matter at all. I'm like, why are we here? Like, this is kind of mid. But then the fucking
ending. Well, you give him the trench coat for the line where he says, no one will recognize me like this. Yeah,
he's a Terminator in a trench coat. And he's like, this is perfect. His fucking metal claw feet and hands are just out. Like, this is incredible. No, that you're right. But the ending, him being fucking in the lava face down and he can't see anything, like, it's just nothing. And he's just like, I will remember who I am. I am Metallo and I hate Superman. And he's just like, that's so fucking good. Like, that's
very good.
That's good shit.
It's so fucking dark.
Yeah, dude. That shit. Oh my God. It hit. And so I was like, it doesn't matter. The rest of the episode doesn't fucking matter. This was worth it. Like, this is why we're here. Oh man. That was so cool.
Yeah. That's good.
Also, there's like a funny amount of stuff that, like, if I would stop and think and try to call on the shit that I know about Superman and, like, some of the stuff that we've done and everything, like, I'd be able to maybe figure out what I'm looking at before the reveal. Sure. And it never happens because I'm an oblivious child watching all this shit for the first time. So, like, there's two Supermen on screen. I'm like, what the fuck? What?
Hell yeah. Like,
I'm like, what's... How are they going to get out of this one? What happened? It's like, oh, it's bizarre. Okay, I got you. That makes sense. I probably should have known that, but here we are.
Bizarro with the fucking clone factory.
Yeah. Dude, that one hit. That was like... That was rough.
Yeah. It's very funny. Like, it's such a psychologically, like, fucked up episode for fucking Bizarro, who's such, like, a joke character.
Yeah, they want to make, like, him a little sympathetic or whatever.
Yeah. You and are it a fucking hero. Works. And he gives that fucking a doopy grin.
Yeah.
As everything blows up around him.
I do the thing with him, like, you know, his mind deteriorates or whatever, but, like, the only thing he kind of has left is, like, I have to save Lois. First off, that's fucking good. That's really good. And the way that, the fact that they fucking build on that with he sees Superman save Lois, and that's what, like, clicks him into, like, oh shit, that's Superman. Yeah, it's Superman fucking incredible. Saves
Lois.
It's a masterstroke. Yeah, dude, it's a fucking masterstroke. That shit was incredible. So I was, like...
Because you think about, like, what Lex knows about Superman.
Yeah.
To, like, program into a clone.
No, that shit was great. I mean, I had the fault, like, it was good enough. I'm like, I don't want to really watch more Superman. I want to ride this emotional coaster a little bit longer. So then I watched fucking Pluto and cried at that.
Yeah, fair.
It was a good time. We got the Flash.
We did get the Flash.
It was, although I it's, was, yeah.
The funniest part about that episode to me is just because I know what's coming, and they don't stick with this actor for the Flash.
Gotcha.
But there's a different actor from Justice League in this episode. He's just like the guy that is like setting up them up at the race.
Okay.
He becomes the voice of Martian Manhunter. And it's just the Martian Manhunter voice he's doing there. It's very funny to me.
That's pretty good. Oh, that's interesting. I wasn't expecting them to do the Flash, you know?
Yeah.
Like, to the point, even, where when they said, like, oh, fastest man, I'm like, it's not, it couldn't possibly be, could it? Are they, really? Mm-hmm. And then, boom, it's the Flash. Yeah. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, they didn't know they were going to get to do Justice League one day, and there aren't as many good. They're already like struggling to find Superman villains.
You know, I was thinking maybe that's why also related that I liked the Brave New Metropolis episode is because we're just kind of following Lois.
Sure.
Like, we get that perspective, and that's kind of, like, watching all this, I'm like, man, this shit is good. It's all hitting really nicely, but I do, you know, like, a slice of life episode would be pretty great. Mm-hmm. What if they just talked? What if they just shot the shit for an episode?
No. No.
Yeah, no, obviously.
We have to have a giant monkey.
We gotta do the giant monkey bit.
That the Mixia Spitlick episode, that whole intro part with McGurk, that bit, that's just directly his first appearance in comics. The joke there is exactly the same. He gets hit by a car, he brings himself back to life yelling for McGurk, and then he makes like a thinker statue walk away.
Incredible.
Dude, he's yelling McGurk.
That episode was great. Like,
it's very good. I love how long the fucking bit of him building that mech is.
Just to get fucked.
Just immediately. You don't even get to see it.
Yeah, he just got the fact that he just blips out and then back in. Like, damn it.
Not one word.
Oh, that shit was super good. I was really, like, this is the exact kind of way I would want Superman to handle it, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think it just would have been so much lamer to have him spend the episode trying to figure out how to do it. Like, how do I get him to reveal his name backward or whatever? Like, the fact that he just immediately keeps doing it.
It's super easy.
Yeah. Like, that, it's perfect, dude. Also, like, you know.
Because I think in the original comic, like, it's also, like, just the thing of him setting up the rules and him saying his name backwards, and then the story's done. But also, the crazy thing about Mixia Spitlick is, like, that story's from the 40s. That's before Superman got weird. It's back when he's still just like fighting normal guys every week or whatever.
Yeah. And his hot wife trying to.
Well, his hot wife is an invention of the show.
I mean, it's great though. Though it is, it was funny.
She's more like a little gremlin too in the original comics.
Yeah, it's not as funny though. Also, it's not as. If she looks like a gremlin, there's no point.
Then they couldn't do the scene where she just changes outfits for her
into,
whole,
into
like,
every like possible fetish outfit. Yeah, she wouldn't be a schoolgirl, a cheerleader, pinups. Like, I was watching that.
I love
and was
the
like,
snap.
Damn.
I love the snap bit where the snap, the word snap appears on the screen.
Yeah, man. No, that shit was great. And then, I don't know, like, I also liked, it was fun that, like, it was just affecting him, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he looks crazy.
Superman. God, that scene with his parents, they start, like, before they turn into chickens, they're, like, pecking at the ground.
Yeah, as people. Man, what is he, what did Pa say? He said something about, like, pecking for corn or
yeah,
whatever.
About your form.
Yeah, and then he just gets down. Shit was pretty good.
Also, when Mystic Spicklick makes the cat fly around, that's a reference to Streaky the Super Cat.
Classic. Classic character. Uh-huh. You know, the other thing that they did in this batch that,
but coming... again with just with that episode, just one thing. Mm-hmm. It's just so silly. They go for it all the way.
Dude. Oh yeah, no, it's much
compared to the version of Mitch Spicklick in My Adventures with Superman, where they had to like make him a weird, like alien gremlin, and he's after a weapon or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it fit pretty well. I didn't dislike it, but this is certainly, like, the funner version. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty good. Would have been nice to see in hindsight.
Yeah, I just think this is a sharper idea.
Look.
And it's just so much fun. It's just so...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when everyone turns into animals, and Superman's like, here we go.
Yeah, it's just like, all right. gonna sit back and enjoy this ride.
But they'll all be stuck as animals forever. They don't seem to mind.
Yeah, dude. Oh,
reveal
man.
Reveal your secret identity. I'll find a new disguise.
I'll buy a different pair of glasses. That is like the one thing. Look, we got a lot of, you know, we've talked about the upsides of my adventures with Superman.
Yes.
I'm glad that I got to see a thing first, maybe, where we got a Lois who, like, put together who fucking Clark Kent is really fast.
Oh, fair.
Just because of this, like, there's so many instances of, like, come on. Like, it's funny. Don't get me wrong. It's fucking funny that, like, it's so damn obvious. Like, his mom yelling out, Clark, in the one episode. Lois is like, what? Where's Clark? There's, oh man,
it's very funny.
Yeah, dude, there's so many bits, like, too, just in the writing where she, like, says something and it's like so fucking obvious, but, like, that's part of the charm, you know. But I'd still I just like that I have the other version in my head too for just closure.
And like the this version of Lex that they're basing on, the comics version, I think there's a story, like, this business era Lex or whatever. I think there's a story in there where, like, he makes a machine to figure out who Superman is, and it tells him Superman's Clark Kent, and he refuses to believe it. He's like, that's impossible.
That's pretty good.
It could be true.
You know, I was kind of surprised. This gets back to, I mean, I guess it's kind of in line with, like, the Flash, too. There's, like, some other stuff that I just wasn't expecting them to do. In the World's Finest episodes, literally, as soon as Batman and Superman kind of interacted with each other, I was like, couldn't Superman just, like, fucking X-ray his mask? And he fucking did it. And I'm like, holy shit. I actually didn't expect it. Oh, dude, you peaked is such a good line. And then the fucking turnaround where he, like, tracks Superman to Clark Kent's apartment is waving on the building.
The little salute he gives.
The little salute is... I told you, I literally watched that right before bed, and I was like, this is so fucking hype, but, like, I need to go to sleep. So I was, like, in bed, like, can't wait to fucking watch Superman tomorrow. Like, I was so excited.
He uses one of the go-go dancers as a weapon. That was an important thing.
Dude, happened. Let down from that series of episodes, Joker. Easy. Joker design, specifically.
Yeah.
Dude, his eyes are so...
It's the big complaint. It's the big complaint with the redesign.
Does that last in, Batman now?
It is in Batman, yes. It doesn't get fixed till Justice League.
Well, damn. Because everything else is so on point. I'm like, why did you got to do that? Like, Mark Hamill's still out here crushing it, but, like, his eyes, though.
The eyes don't bother me. The lack of lips is not
really
good.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the hair is also,
yeah, he's just a little too streamlined.
All around. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Also, there's sometimes in these episodes specifically where it does work for me, where, like, they go over the top with his mouth, but you have to, like, do extra to it to make it any good.
Yeah. I see what you mean about Superman or Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne. They look real similar.
Yeah. The big thing is Bruce's eyebrows. They're, like, bat-shaped.
Yeah.
And Bruce is now fit in a way he wasn't in his old Bruce Wayne brown suit days.
Yeah, no, he's, like, he's stacked.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Incredibly top-heavy.
That was the I just remember that was the other thing that I wasn't expecting was Lois finding out his identity. Uh-huh. I didn't think they'd do it at all. What a weird thing.
It's very funny how quickly she finds out Bruce Wayne is Batman, considering she will like never figure out that Clark Kent is Superman.
Yeah, dude. Like, she finds it out immediately, and also how fast she like falls for him. She's like, "I'm moving to Gotham."
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
It's funny. That's all an invention of this show too.
Sure.
And that
makes sense.
And again, like even like the idea of Batman and Superman not immediately getting along, being kind of adversarial at first. That's like pretty new idea when this episode comes out. That's like not like super played out.
Okay.
Because traditionally in comics they just immediately get along before this. And now it's like,
and I,
like, well, when Dark Knight returns, right? That's part of like the big thing of like making them not like fight or whatever.
Sure. I mean, I liked it. I liked how they handled it. It wasn't, because I wouldn't want it to be like, I don't want them to be like fighting off the bat or whatever for this.
The thing is,
media,
it's
anyway.
Extremely Marvel comics, because that is how Marvel comic superheroes meet each other, is they fight and then they team up. Like Marvel invent, like,
gotcha.
That was their trope. They did that shit to the ground.
I mean, I like the, you know where my head's at these days. I like the, I like the friendly team up.
Yeah. I like,
I mean,
the
also
look
that's
on
just
Superman's
because I'm very, yeah, go on.
I like the look on Superman's face when Batman throws him. He's like, did you really?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, man, that shit was great.
Then he fucking shoulder checks him into the wall. I heard you were crazy. I didn't think you were stupid.
Man. And, you know, it's them bringing in the kryptonite. I honestly thought it was going to, as soon as it appeared, I'm like, right, we have this. Because I haven't really encountered it all too much in the stuff we've done otherwise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Either it just hasn't been part of the story, or it's like Kingdom Come, where it's like, yeah, that shit doesn't work anymore. It's too late. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh man, this is just going to be like, it's going to be like all the fucking time now, isn't it? But they don't use it as much as I thought they would. And also it's a lot, they're using it in more interesting ways. I thought I'd just be like, stupid, we're going to fucking bust it out because we got to fight Superman somehow. But I like it. I've liked all the ways they've implemented it.
Sure. You do have to be creative with it, because it's pretty lame.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. Like, I don't fucking want it.
I do like the Joker is like, oh, right, the acid.
Dude, that shit was great. No, I mean, I guess whether he's actually doing it or whether he's doing a bit, you know, hard to tell with him. Like holding it up and like gesturing it towards Superman to like try to get it to work. Oh, that was so good.
I also as much as I don't like kryptonite, I also kind of like it whenever Superman's stupid lead suit fails, because I think that thing looks so
gone.
Dumb.
Yeah. It's real bad. You know what was peak Superman suit? Just rubber. What? Just fuck it. Just a shitload of rubber. Just all over him. Covering his face.
That was so funny. Fucking vacuum sealed Superman.
When he steps in, he's just shiny as hell.
Shrink wrapped Superman.
It's so good because, like, there's nothing on his face. It's just, like, right over his noggin. Oh, man.
Uh-huh. His hair's all...
That shit is prime.
Bad down.
Yeah, it's...
He's invincible. He's literally can't get electrocuted. Parasite can't get him. Get a grip on him. It's the perfect weapon. Dude. They've perfected Superman. You just have to put a sleeve on him.
This fucking condom, Superman. It's too powerful.
Yeah.
I thought Brainiac's return was also pretty good. And I hate Brainiac. Like, I find him annoying. But like, I think this was a good way to bring what. Now that we've kind of separated him from Krypton a bit, like, I thought this episode was a bit better for him. Also, it was just like, I don't know. It was kind of cool getting to see Lex in this episode.
Yes, putting like, Lex in.
Man,
in
like, actually,
like him getting scruffy.
Getting scruffy and like seeing him in a position shoving of like, well, candy he bars has to fucking do face. This. Yeah. And just like that he's actually, you know, he has the smarts and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What other episodes we got here?
We had Leitner. Oh,
Leitner,
that's what I said.
Leitner and then Luminous.
Fucking Luminous, yeah. Dude, that was a pretty cool episode.
The second one with him, yeah.
I thought, because they got me again, and I'm like, are we going to do some lame bullshit where, and this is the sort of thing, like, to preface this, during the, ooh, boy, what was the episode called? It was like a super early one. Was it the first one? It was the first two, Blast from the Past. When Mala and Jack Sir came to, you know, out of the Phantom Zone, and they're like getting their powers, and they're like, they have them ramp up a little bit, right? Like, oh, they're getting strong. That makes sense. How the fuck did they get to Superman's level so damn fast? The man has been on Earth for like, what, 20 odd years? I don't know how old he is in this series, but like,
damn.
It kind of annoyed me that they set up that sort of thing, and then they just like they got to super they got their powers super fast and shit.
Well, Mala gets pretty close to his level. Jaxer kind of never does.
But. Yeah, sure, but still, like anyway. It's whatever. It was fine. But when we saw the Luminous episode, I forget what it's actually called. Solar Power. For the Solar Power episode, at first I'm like, they're not going to do some bullshit where it's overcast and Superman's powers are weaker, right? Please. Like, that would be so incredibly fucking lame. And then the clouds part and the fucking sky is red. And I'm like, oh, that shit was cool.
It's a good reveal. There are a bunch of good reveals. Like, I love the pigeon sitting on the invisible building.
Oh, man, that shit was great.
Lois finding the doorknob. That shit's burned in my brain.
Isn't it? It's not locked. Would you lock an invisible door?
Not when it's a trap. And just the shit of like the holograms that Superman can't punch but can punch him.
Yeah.
And like shoot him with lasers. That shit's all good. Like that Leitner's power set's good.
Yeah.
Making the sun red. It's a good shit. But his hubris is fucking out of this world. He just lets Superman walk in there.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
But it's fine. It's fine. It's a kid show. It's a super.
Yeah, you know. That's the thing. Like, anytime I'm like, it is nothing but pure joy watching these. It's just when I get to sit and reflect on them, I'm like, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. But because you don't get to reflect on them while you're watching them, they're over too quick.
Yeah, no, dude, they just pop, and then you're on to the next thing already. You know, because I'm not like I'm not watching these and thinking about it. I'm binging this shit.
Yeah, we should talk about that first two episodes a little bit more, I guess.
Yeah, and how fucking Mala immediately got a fan club, and it was the most understandable thing in the entire world because she is basically the original muscle mommy. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm about it.
She's basically created for this show.
Okay.
There's a character called Mala in the comics, but it's just another dude.
Gotcha.
Just another one of the several evil Kryptonians. It is funny, though, because, like, I guess in comics, like, Jaxxar was, like, the super criminal in the Phantom Zone. But because of the movie, Superman 2, like, General Zod has become the de facto now.
Okay.
And, like, this is obviously after that movie, but they still went more, they pulled from the comics rather than future stuff still starts just pulling from that movie more. And then Man of Steel does too.
Sure.
Doubles down on it.
The set of episodes did get me thinking, though. I think
Phantom Zone is fucked up.
The Phantom Zone is fucked up. Like, that's bad. I mean, if it's like a temper, like she was serving time, it's just jail, but like a million times worse. Like, super bad, but you know, it was, I think there was an episode of Batman that got me to feel this same way, and I can't remember which one it would have been. It could have been any number of them just due to how the writing is, but I was wondering if like Mala actually would have been fine. Like, what, so if she comes in and she, obviously in the episode, she hears Superman saying, like, if she doesn't shape up, like, we're going to send her back to the Phantom Zone, I guess. And then she's like, I'm not fucking going back there. And she cracks and it all goes south. What if she comes in as Superman is saying, like, no, absolutely not, blah, 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 I believe in her and everything else. Like, what if she hears that? Does that change? Maybe not. And obviously, like, if, you know, it's like that little clip of Stan Lee where he's like, the writer gets to do what they want.
Yeah.
But like, it's a fun thing to think about.
I think she would have gotten there eventually anyway.
Sure.
The way they write her. Because she was pretty fascist. And like,
but
she wanted Superman to be ruling the world. She didn't want to be like, just hanging out.
Sure, yeah.
That wasn't interesting to her.
I think partially because of that, though, it might have, I mean, you know, obviously you can take a hypothetical any fucking amount of ways you want to take it because it's hypothetical. But, like, because she thinks that way, since Superman is clearly the leader, she has to fall in line. I mean, unless she, yeah, obviously she probably gets to the point where she's like, if I beat him, then I'm the leader. But
she still looked at humans like they were ants.
Yeah, but if your boss tells you to save the ants and you're fascist, so you have to listen to your boss, you know.
Well, then, if she didn't have the out of getting Jaxxar, then she just would have made herself the boss probably eventually. But it might have taken longer.
Yeah, try it. I mean, maybe it's like a, you know, they have a great working relationship and she helps him save people and she's super, she follows all of his rules. And then like once in a while, she tries to overthrow him and gets her ass kicked. And then she falls back in line.
Well, also she wanted to fuck and Superman wasn't into it.
Yeah.
She's also mad about that.
Yeah, that's, I got nothing for that one. Like, he fucked up. If he was not going to actively like pursue Lois, just stare look, from afar.
He's just Vossel, you know?
Dude, that was the other good thing to come out of the Brave New World, or Brave New Metropolis.
The kiss?
She no, not that. I don't care about Lois kissing not Superman. No, her getting back and being like, maybe we could talk about whatever over dinner. He's like, isn't that a little too personal, too fast? And she's like, better now than never.
Like, I want it so bad. I ship it so hard.
She asks him out in the world's finest thing, and then he has to, like, there's an explosion. He has to go fly away, and she, like,
that was weird.
When she, like, knocks herself on the head.
Dude, that whole thing was weird, though. Because, like, she's acting like he rejected her. And, like, shit happened. You know how it'd be. You know what he gets up to. But the other part, actually, I didn't mention it before. The other part that was real, I mean, it was just a moment. And maybe it's the age of the show. I don't fucking know. But when Bruce is like, she's all yours, I'm like, yeah.
that I don't love.
That's rough.
I do like the scene where he's like, you know, she likes Superman. She likes Bruce Wayne. It's the other two guys she's not so big on.
Superman's like, shame we can't mix and match. Yeah. No, that bit was good.
Also, the other, I mean, the fucked up episode was the fucking, the Parasite live wire one. Parasite was such a creep in that episode.
Dude, like,
it was uncomfortable.
Look, it's like about her powers, and I get that. They had to have known. You can't fucking write that and not be like,
no, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, why? Why'd they gotta do it? Yeah, no, that was a weird one.
The thrill
one.
Of putting that shit in a kid's show, I don't know.
I mean, I guess. Like, they could have written it so much less creepy, but keep, like, the same idea of him, like, just wanting to fucking sap her powers.
Yeah.
It's so, I feel like it'd be so easy, but no, we gotta make it, real rapey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was bad.
90s, baby.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, but I mean, at least it wasn't actually that, I suppose. No. That would have been real fucking bad.
No, that would be unacceptable. Instead of just like, why did you fucking do this?
You don't have a job anymore. Overall, though, great fucking episode.
Oh, that's my other favorite part in World's Finest.
Yeah.
When the terrorists on the plane, and you're like, wait, aren't you Lois Lane? The one Superman always saves?
She's like, yep. That shit was fantastic.
And then Superman turns the plane upside down.
Dude, him turning.
Thank you for strapping me in.
Dude, that screenshot is so good. I have another picture. You know what? I'll send it to you right now so you can react on air. I was losing my mind in this fucking picture. Actually, there's two of them, but I'll send the better one first.
All right.
Absolutely. Like, this is how a Chad sleeps. Fucking Lex in bed, and he's just like, he's just shredded out. He's like posed as hell on his pillow. It's so good. Like, fucking how I sleep knowing I own 2/3 of the city. It's just so good. And then the other one, that maybe it's cooler in a different way is fucking Batman looking like a creature.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fucking, I can't place what exactly it reminds me of. There's like a scene in my head, but I can't think of what it would be. It's not Howl from Howl's Moving Castle, but it's something, some sort of creature where he's like hunched. Obviously people can't see the screenshot, but he's like hunched and he's over Lex's bed and he's just like, his cape is encompassing him and he just looks like this hunched back thing. It's really cool.
Yeah. God, I love the way Kevin Conroy just says, so I find every time he says the Joker, like the amount of like menace in his voice.
Yeah,
in the episodes.
Oh,
you'll be rid of me soon as I find the Joker.
Yeah, dude.
God, all the voice acting is still so fucking good.
Yes.
It's absolutely all fucking amazing. No complaints there. Like, zero. Yeah. Batman.
Yeah. Apparently, a thing that happened was I was watching the commentary. Was when they had Kevin Conroy and Tim Daly, I think, who plays Superman in the same room. Like, well, apparently, one of their like few complaints with Tim was like his voice didn't go very deep, but when he was in the room with Kevin Conroy, suddenly his like. It's like his voice fucking dropped. It's like you heard the Batman voice and his eyes got wide and he like went to a new level of deepness. And you're like, oh,
that's fucking great. Oh man,
it's like, can oh do shit. That.
Wait, that's how it works. Oh shit. That's great. No, everybody is crushing it, and all of like the new characters that we've seen, like fucking Livewire, for example, like just great shit. Oh, yeah. That was the thing. Yeah, that was the thing. I'm speaking of Livewire. I mentioned it to, because I mentioned it to you on Discord, but I didn't mention it here, obviously. Mm-hmm. Bit where I was talking, you know, I mentioned that already before I said that she just like gets her powers and immediately she's like, I'm gonna destroy the fucking city, and we don't get like anything smoothing that transition. However, we do get an explanation that she created her outfit by like ionizing the electrons in the air or whatever the hell bullshit it was. Oh, that killed me.
Character motivation, whatever. Outfits.
I mean, I feel it, dude.
Need the deets.
give me the deets. Then she's like, it's skin tight. I'm like, you're right, though.
Correct. We also get the show's version of Lois's dad in these episodes. In the Monkey Fun episode.
Yep.
He's just a chill... retired guy.
He's just a dude, yeah.
Just an old general or old military guy.
He's not even helped
out here trying to kill Superman. He brought the monkey.
He brought the monkey. He's like, I got something that'll calm him down. It's Beepo or whatever. Dude, fucking Titano with the Beepo chain at the end.
That's so good. Just like their backwards way of. I love all like the shots of them saying, like, he'll be fine in space. The chimpanzee just fucking screaming.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
He has America's finest behind him. Oh,
immediately,
no.
Immediately, everything goes wrong.
Yeah.
But mostly that episode's like Superman versus King Kong. They just wanted to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was thinking about that.
And then we also have the Father's Day episode. More Fourth World stuff with Kalibak coming to Earth to fight.
Right. Dude, Darkseid is so fucking good. Like,
yeah.
Talk about good voice acting. It's just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his exact lines, but all of him, like, what is it? Like, I had something like, I don't have a son. Or fucking hell, whatever he says is just like hardcore. I don't know, dude. Yeah. It's all fucking great.
Superman asks him who he is, and he just fucking blasts him and says, that's who I am.
Dude, how, like, Superman cannot be killed in one stroke. Well, how many will you need or whatever will you use or whatever he fucking says, like however many it takes. Fuck.
Yeah.
It's so good.
He's not just out here. He's not going to win. He's going to fucking make, he wants to make Superman suffer.
It's more important to him than winning.
I'm kind of glad that like we didn't get a whole big thing with him yet. Cause like that slow burner is fucking good.
They've been building it, yeah.
Like the fact that he's just there and he's always there. It's good shit.
Well, and now we've seen him. We know he's like, strong. Like we've seen him fight Superman or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, fun fact about Darkseid was originally Jack Kirby's original idea of that character was that when push came to shove, he would actually just be a cowardly wimp. That he was all talk. That did not. I mean, that's not the way it went. But that was his original. Because his idea was, evil should suck.
Shitty.
Yeah. Like Superman's gonna win.
Yeah. I think there's that's a perfectly fine archetype, but
yeah. But also like having someone that Superman can like eventually punch. That's good too.
Go all out against.
Superman needs somebody to really punch.
You mean he needs someone?
He can't like really punch Lex, you know?
Yeah, I mean he needs someone that he can use all of his power against.
Mm-hmm.
Like Goku.
You see that clip?
He could fight Goku. Man, it's just all so fucking good.
It's just a good show, you know?
Yeah,
now we're going to go back to Batman. More Batman.
Yeah, which we're doing What of Batman? I guess season 3 or part of season 3 is what I have it labeled as in my folder. I don't know that that's...
Oh. Yeah. If that's what you have it labeled as in your folder, it's just the first half of New Batman Adventures or whatever.
I think it's
my folder's weird, so I don't have what you have probably. It's just 13 episodes.
Okay. I think mine is following what Wikipedia has, because Wikipedia has 3 seasons and the last one is 24 episodes. So I'm assuming that's what I'm looking at.
24. Wikipedia.
List of Batman, the animated series episodes.
Batman animated.
Yeah.
Where episodes.
I hope this is what it's following or it's super fucky. It looks like it going by episode titles.
Yeah, it's season 3. It's season 3.
Okay. Season 3 says Wikipedia. Dude, I don't trust any of this shit anymore. Like,
I was thinking of as the second half is fewer episodes than I remembered.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's why the count was wrong.
Oh, okay.
Mike, my folder structure just has it split in half, kind of, but not 12 and 12 for some reason.
Dude, it's all a mess. I have.
But we should just do 12. We should just do the first. If it's 24, we should just do 12. That makes sense.
Is that episode a good cutoff?
Yeah.
Or I mean, is it suitable? Okay.
Yeah.
You never know. It could be like, what if it's part one of a 2-part thing?
It is not. There are no 2-parters in this Batman. They don't. Gotcha. They're not doing the building plot thing that Superman's been kind of doing.
Gotcha. Batman had some 2-parters.
Yeah. But this ring back does not.
Yeah.
And we get to Justice League and it's like all 2-parters.
So I'm pretty stoked for Justice League.
We have a whole other show before that though.
Which one?
Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond is before Justice League? Or yep. We're just doing it before that?
No, it came out first.
Oh, okay. But like timeline-wise, in the show, it's after that, right? It has to be.
Well, yeah, it takes place in the future.
Okay, okay.
But they reference Batman Beyond in Justice League.
Oh, in okay.
Like a couple episodes.
Gotcha. Yeah, no,
a handful.
Good for that. I mean, I like that a when couple. We did it for a sampler. But I think yeah. like this will, you know, now that I have the context, like this will clinch it more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's what if Batman were Spider-Man.
I mean, I'm ready. I'm fucking ready for all this shit. It's too good.
It is.
And you were holding out this whole fucking time. You didn't tell me or anything.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, not just you, the whole fucking world. Nobody, not a single person was like, these are good. You all just fucking assumed. Like, I don't need to tell him that. He knows. He has to know, right?
Yeah. How would you not know?
I just never had the opportunity. I mean, I knew Batman Beyond was good, I guess. Like, I watched that. I don't really... Sure. I didn't retain much of it, but, like, he was using gadgets. I fucking like gadgets. I'm a gadget guy.
Sure. SaltCirclePodcast, gmail.com, SaltCirclePod on Twitter, anchor.fm, SaltCircle. I'm on Twitter at Comic Panels. I think that's a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. We, you know, had a power outage. We made it.
We survived.
Yeah.
We didn't get big, you know.
We didn't get big.
It's that's always a risk when something goes wrong.
Disappointing a little bit. Imagine being big. I mean, you are big. Like, you're like 7 foot whatever.
Not that tall.
Fucking oh, super no. tall, dude.
We're gonna have to looking at these episodes, these do not line up in the order that I have them in. So we're gonna have to make sure we're on the same page.
Shit. Are they out of order completely, or are like the first 12 the same but just in a different order?
Some of them are lined up, some of them aren't, it looks like.
No, but like if we're watching the same episodes but slightly out of order, that's fine. As long as they
no,
line
no,
up.
No, no. They don't.
Oh. Rip.
Well, if we were doing all 24, they would line up, but
you know what we gotta do.
No.
What if we just watched?
We have to go. We have to do Batman, episodes. Then back to Superman, then back to Batman, then back to Superman. Oh right, that was the other thing I was gonna show you is. Let me get in the podcast. I will show you this after, but because the thing was. These shows aired simultaneously, they actually aired in an animation block. So neither of them aired with like the openings that we're watching. There was a unique opening that was for the Batman Superman adventures. It would
gotcha.
Be an hour long block that yeah. would be one episode of Superman, one episode of Batman.
I do remember I don't even know if you mentioned that. Maybe you did. I remember seeing something about it though, certainly. Probably when I was looking up shit.
Yeah. I'll find a high quality version of this, send you to it after we stop recording.
Gotcha.
But just keep that in mind. All right.
Cool.
Peace.
Peace.